Get it back, Eddie.
Welcome.
Light him up, Eddie.
To Triple M's Crowcast.
Kick the goal, Eddie Betts.
With Jarz and Louie.
Oh, he's a marvellous football player.
Hey, Crows fans. Jarz and Louie here from the Rush Hour, Triple M 104.7. Congrats on a magic evening Saturday night. And for all of you who braved the wet and wild and wintry conditions, well done to you. My partner in crime has just stepped out for a moment, but wanted me to put this message back to you, something he said a little earlier in the show.
Andrew Jarman's weekend report card. I'm telling you, Lou, Adelaide Crows v GWS, September, MCG. We're going to be there, Lou. Book it in now, family.
Enough said from the great man, Andrew Jarman. Our very special guest was Andy Otten. His great story continues to rewrite itself. Four goals on the weekend. Everybody else, enjoy yourselves. Sit back and relax. And may the footy gods be with you and the Jarman jinx not. Well, football, in particular, AFL footy, Jarz, can be a nasty mistress. She can treat you ordinary at times, and this man knows all about that, but he is just loving footy at the moment, really cashing in on being some of the best footy IQ I've seen for a long, long time. I speak of Andy Otten. Otto, welcome to the Rush Hour, mate. Congrats on another great game of footy.
Yeah, thanks for having me, boys. No, it was a good win for the team on a Saturday night in some tough conditions.
Just going to go with this one. I think there's a new sheriff in town up forward. You're kicking the bags. Just tell the boys to move over. Otto, Tex and Co, JJ, I'm here. I'm here.
not quite. I'm definitely just a participant down there. You know, I think it's great to have a few options up forward. You know, it's even such a dynamic forward, which has been spoken about for a couple of years. And just to be a part of it and get on the end of a few on the weekend, nice.
Andy, 100-point win in atrocious conditions. Were you brought boys just giggling after the game and pinching yourself that you played that type of quality football in those horrible conditions?
Yeah, I think like it was unbelievable. I've never seen that rain before in Adelaide, and I was on the bench at the time thinking, geez, I might wait till this storm passes before I do run out there.
Yeah.
But no, it's just a great, you know, I think that type of weather really simplifies footy. Just surge it forward, get numbers around the contest and win the contest. And, you know, we really set ourselves for the first quarter, especially in that corner game, and really paid off in the end.
Andy, where do you like to play the most? 14-6 so far this year in your 10 games. Really good third man defender down back, but obviously just as good playing up forward. What's your preference?
Oh, to be honest, anywhere on the field, you know, I don't mind either end. Wherever there's a spot for me, I'm pretty happy with. So I really don't mind at all, to be honest. It's just good to be out there with the boys.
Everyone's playing their role like the coach wants, an even contribution. But I've got to mention three of the best small forwards in the comp in Cameron, Betts and Miller are now. They kicked 9 goals between them on Saturday night. That's scary for the opposition going forward.
Yeah, it definitely is. I think, you know, that really helps, you know, like you mentioned, an even contribution. I think it even across the whole field and in our forward line. You know, you need your smalls to be able to put the pressure on, but these guys are just so dynamic. They hit the scoreboard and they're so dangerous. I mean, how dangerous is Eddie Betts one-on-one? Charlie Cameron in open field space, and then Wayne Miller, the stuff he's been able to do is he's put a bit more wing half forward, and you know, he's going to be a great player for this football club as well.
Andy, can you believe the numbers? How's this? This is scoreline at quarter time, 39-6, 25-3 inside 50s. They had only 8 disposals in their forward half. And given those conditions as well, it was just unbelievable to watch.
Yeah, I think it just speaks volumes about our defence as well. We were able to get it in our forward line and kind of get enough pressure. So those balls coming out kind of went straight to our defence, who were able to get in that number. And that's not through having one back. That's just through work rate and leaving their players when they go up into congestion. So, you know, you saw Lever all night, Talia, Hardigan and Lairdy and Smith, and these guys just really benefit from the pressure those smalls we mentioned before are able to put on. And our midfield just getting it forward, you know, realising it's not a pretty game. It's not a high handball, flick it around the corner game. It's get on the boot, get it in the forward line and let the forwards do their stuff.
This is going to be a real good test for this playing group next Friday night, taking on Geelong, down at Geelong. We don't have a good record over the last 27 years. So what excites you about playing against Geelong on Friday night?
It's just a great opportunity. They're in some ripping form. Our old mate Dangerfield's down there, which always adds to the build-up. And, you know, they're an elite team. They've got the wood over us the last few years. And, you know, we're aware of that. And we're really excited to go down there and put our best form on show and really take it to them, because we think... you know, we had a good start to the year, a few off weeks, and, you know, you can't be off in the AFL these days. And then We've had two good wins in a row, so really looking forward to going down there and taking it to them on Friday night.
Mate, we always like to inquire how life is off the field on this show. We like to have balance in our lives here at the Rush Hour. We understand the wife works for the opposition, so we'll leave her at one side for the minute. What is happening in the world of Andy Otten? We got some babies coming, mate. Yeah. Where are we at?
Not quite babies, but getting married this off season, so looking forward to that. The missus has done all the hard work there. I just know the date I have to rock up on, so that's my kind of stuff done. So looking forward to that, and then a bit of a honeymoon as well, and off-field doing a bit of study, so that's keeping me occupied, a bit of life after footy.
70 Franklin Street, City. Jars and Louis for the invite, please.
MC.
Yeah, no worries. MC is a great idea.
Who you got? Who you? Are any of the boys posturing to get a gig as your MC? Will you trust him?
I do have one of the boys MCing, Dickie Douglas, Richard Douglas. Made one, lived with him for a couple of years. So him and myself are giving him the reign. So he thinks he's a pretty funny man.
Okay. Will the lovely wife to be sit Dougie down and just give him some parameters of what to work in?
I think she will, but I reckon Dougie might scrunch that bit of paper up and throw it away and he'll do what he wants.
Most importantly, Otto, you look like a real good clean skin from the outside, but I would suggest there's probably a couple floating around that might be a little bit make you nervous, a couple of stories.
Yeah, I'm nervous. I had a few trips away with Dougie and live with him as well, so hopefully he looks after us and he knows him very well as well, so we're all good friends and he's seen the best of us, so hopefully he pulls out some stuff.
Just a draft copy, mate, first. Just give us a look at the first run.
He's like, all right, bring out the red pen and have to scrap out a few bits.
Yeah. Do you own a dog? Sounds like you got a dog in the background.
I do. I had two then.
What do you got?
I've got two Hungarian Vistlers. They're brown dogs and athletic and good fun, but one's a bit of a barker and I just throw her in the bedroom because she wouldn't shut up.
Oh, very nice. Hey, mate, congrats again. We're loving what you're doing on the field. Keep up the great work. Just nice to see you getting a nice break for a change, mate.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
And Jars did say to me, if I get a chance, maybe introduce yourself to the gym a bit. He said you've probably still been out of there for a while.
I did not, Andy.
You're not happy with it, Jars?
No, I didn't say anything, mate. I said you're the form forward in our side at the moment, so I'm very happy with you.
I'll get back in there on the biceps and make myself look a bit better.
Weights don't get you the football, mate. The brain does.
I love your work, mate. Keep up.
Good on you, champ.
And very best of luck for Thursday night. What a game of footy down at the Cattery. Friday night down at the Cattery. Andy Otten, starring for the Adelaide Crows. Yeah. 4 goals on the weekend, and what a great guy.
Thanks for tuning in to the Triple M Crowcast with Jars and Louis.